This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We're still trimming it. We're still tweaking it. And there will be a fuller version of something you hear toward the end. But we wanted to get this to you early anyway, because we're really proud of it. So here you go. It's to a nunnery. Hey, listeners, just a heads up. If you're struggling with suicidal thoughts, you might want to put this episode off until a later date. Please, if you need help, contact the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255 or Trans Lifeline at 877-565-8860. This episode features adult language, threats of suicide, discussion of medical abuse, transphobia, and dead naming of a trans woman.
Previously on...
I was stuck in place. I was feeling low. Ugh, not bad. There we go. Cut off from the future, I predicted long ago. My closest friend, you looked my way and suddenly...
Dun, 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 dun,
oh my god, please stop! We graduated months ago. Pomp and Circumstance isn't even a going off to college song.
Yeah, but Pomp and Circumstance is a banger. Dun, 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 dun.
Please stop!
Ah, shit. Were you writing? I hope I didn't chase the song away.
Nah, it's the same song, as always.
The fire one?
Yes, the fire one. That's what I'll call it when I release it as a single.
I'm going to miss you.
Stop. You're going to be too busy when Dad turns over the ranch to you.
He would never turn it over to me.
Oh, come on, he's sick of it. Anybody can see it. And I sure as shit don't want it.
Dana, I want to say something.
'Cause you're the spark, and I'm the flame. We lit the match.
Dana, please,
we
just
took
let
our
me
aim.
Say.
No, I know what you're going to say, and no.
How can you possibly know what
you're
I'm
gonna
going to
You're going to make a grand declaration of love, and I'm going to say, it's been a great summer, you're really special, and I've loved our time together, but...
But?
You really want me to follow up the butt? Besides, I'm a railroad track, baby. The last thing you want is to be tied down to me.
And I'm the damsel in distress?
I guess. And who's the train?
In this metaphor? Love.
Bang! Here, listen to this. I can't quite figure out the bridge. From the ashes we will rise. It took some growing up for me to realize. Blah, 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 blah. This fire's something, something. Da-na-na-na.
So you have... fire? Not even a temp lyric?
I kind of chased Love Machine down a dead end, but it's all wrong.
Well, what's the song about? Two friends who look across the fire and realize there's something there that wasn't there before?
Dude.
I'm just saying.
I do like you. A lot. But you have to understand, this is the end. This is it. Tonight. After this, I am going. I am gone. Besides, you're ripping off Beauty and the Beast. Oh, Jesus, don't look at me like that. Fine, here. A gift. Ta-da!
A flower?
Yes, yes. I'm the one getting you flowers. Imagine it. Gender roles lie bloody at our feet.
There. You like that?
Tucked behind your ear like that? Hell yeah! I am sorry. I wish it was different. It's just that... you know how it is. I gotta go. I gotta... Look, the flower's from the bush over there. I didn't even think you'd want... You're supposed to eat it.
Eat it?
My dad taught me about it. In this big city, they'd call these a delicacy. Know what I call them, Danes? A weed. They're delicious. Promise. Swear to God.
I don't want to eat the damn flower. Listen, I can press it between the pages of my scrapbook while I wait for your return.
You can visit me in Bozeman. I'm going to college, not the war.
Nobody's ever given me a flower before. It was just sweet.
There's a whole bush of them over there. Don't make this weird.
Do you even care that I'm going to miss you? That I'm a gap without you? I love you, Dana. I love you, and I'm not eating the flower.
What do you want me to say? No, really, do you get how unfair this is? If I say I love you, it's true, but it's also a lie, because I don't mean it like you do.
And how do I mean it?
Like, I'm the only thing you'll ever want?
You are not the only thing I'll ever want.
Okay, fine. I love you. Are you happy?
I just don't want to eat this flower.
It's not that I don't love you. You know that, right?
I do.
You're the best thing that has ever happened to me. It's that I know every day with you. Good and bad. I know where we work, where we live. But I'm not sure I know you, Lars. It could be good. We'd live in a little trailer on the ranch. See my parents every day. It's him. I love him. I do. But something in him scares me. He got stuck here. It made him mean.
Your dad.
If I stay here, I'll die. And if I stay with you, I'll stay here. This place is poison. It's cursed.
Well, maybe... maybe we don't have to live his life. Maybe we can be different. Have you seen this place? It's beautiful. Big and open. Like if you just knew where to look, you'd get it, right? The sky turning purple, the cow calling... the sun glinting off the snow cap?
It's poison, and it's the most beautiful place on earth.
It can be both.
Uh-huh.
I love it. If I never leave, we could go somewhere else. Denver, maybe.
Get thee to a mid-level metropolis. Huh? He likes us together. He likes us together because he thinks he can control you. He said that to me, point blank. He was so drunk and...
This world is tough. This world is mean.
You said it.
The song. This world is tough. This world is mean.
This fire's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Hell yeah! Dude, that just might... Okay.
Dana, stay up with me. Watch the sun come up, and watch the fire until then.
Okay. I'd like that. It's weird. Sometimes I think I miss you most when we're together. And from the ashes we will rise. It took some growing up for me to realize. This world is tough. This world is mean. You gonna join me on this, or... Wait, did you eat it?
Holy shit, this is really good!
You ate it! You ate the flower! I told you it was good!
I wanna make you a deal. I'd love to have another. Someday.
I mean, there's a whole bush with
some
all...
day.
Oh.
Bring me another one. When you're ready. For whatever. Deal?
Deal. Arden was brought here by me.
Hey, babe. How was your run?
Adequate. The Thompsons are having their big Easter party, and I saw the Easter bunny out behind their house smoking a joint, so childhood illusion shattered.
Well, it's no Easter basket, but those kids weren't the only ones getting a special delivery today.
What the fuck are you doing right now?
Softening the blow. You got this package.
Dana? The fuck?
You need to end this. She's toxic.
Yeah, but... You'd get it if you knew her. That bitch. That goddamn snake. She mailed me our wedding album. Look at this.
I mean, you look good.
Brad, I'm in a tux.
I see you, okay? Even underneath that stupid suit and what looks like 15 pounds of hair product. I see you.
She's trying to bait me. She knows I'm sad and messed up. She's trying to...
So don't let her. Just walk it off. Walk it off until it feels better. And take your time. Make sure the Easter Bunny hasn't graduated to the hard stuff. And when you get back, we'll start dinner. Yeah?
Thanks, coach. Oh, fuck it.
You got the package?
What the fuck are you thinking? What the fuck are you doing? I thought you cared about me in your emotionally constipated Dana way.
Sorry. Semi.
Semi?
Oh, right. I'm walking on Highway 89.
Highway...
Had to get a ham from town.
But...
It was a hammer emergency and Mom hid my keys.
I'm really trying to stay mad at you right now.
But you're also curious. There's my Liv.
I'm not... Whatever I am to you, it's not your Liv.
I am sorry if I upset you. I genuinely thought you'd want those photos.
Why?
I don't know, I was happy. I always thought you were happy.
It was July. I was sweating through my tux.
Happiest days of your life. Does it even crack the top 10?
Not even the top 100. I hated everything about myself. We were wrong for each other.
I'm not asking you how you feel about the wedding now. I'm saying, weigh whatever happiness you felt that day against all the other happy days you've ever had since. Like, I don't know. The day you changed your name to Olivia, was that a happier day?
Yes. Emphatically, yes.
Okay, sure. I wasn't there, but I can see your smiling face. I'm just saying, have you, in your entire life, had 10 days happier than our wedding day? Name change day, that's one.
It doesn't work that way.
Is this some trans thing I don't get?
No. Yes. No. Feelings don't just get vacuum sealed in a moment of time.
See, I think otherwise.
Of course you do. The thing is, the way I remember things is different now. It's...
Hold up, Liv. I gotta go. It looks like I gotta ride.
Fine. But I'm not calling you back. Fucking narcissistic.
Oh, hey, ladies. Oh my god, are you okay? Sure. Just out for a walk.
Dana? Dana, you didn't hang up.
Get in the dang car before somebody sees us with you.
Happy to see you too.
Jesus, you look awful.
Yeah, suppose I do. Walking along a major highway will do that.
You don't have to run away. We can bring you to Bozeman and get you a hotel.
I'm going home. Mom's right. I need help, and I hate being cooped up.
Look, it's just us. No microphones, nothing. Talk to us. Is that a ham?
Thought I'd surprise Mom with Easter dinner. She's been so nice to me.
Are you sure they have your best interest in mind?
Why wouldn't they?
I shouldn't tell you this. Never mind. Yeah, I shouldn't tell you. This is a great way to make someone less curious.
Well, it's complicated. Do I respect the boundaries of individual privacy, or do I...
Individual privacy? Come on, you're a journalist.
Could you not? We're almost to the ranch, and I'm running out of time.
Someone's messing with your meds. They replaced your lithium with sugar pills.
Holy shit, it worked.
What?
Those pills Olivia gave us were fake. And the likeliest suspect
is... Yeah, I know who that is.
The cops didn't make sure you got the right meds?
Easter weekend? And it's not like Sheriff Wonder's any better than the rest of them. Well, let me out. I'm home.
Dana, if they mess with your medication, it's pretty sound evidence that the conservatorship is a bad idea. Even if they don't go to jail,
Need to finish dinner.
You can come with us into town. Mr. Wayface will get his lawyers on the case.
Wouldn't that ruin whatever you're making? Ethics and true crime journalism or whatever.
There's no way anybody's hearing this. Might as
Do
well
it.
Make it official.
Just go with them. Why are you even thinking about...
Dana?
Better get back to my trailer. Have an Easter ham to heat up.
Dana, you don't...
No. I do.
Thank you for finding her, ladies. Oh, don't forget your phone!
Shoot. Thanks.
you're okay, sweetie.
Yeah, great. Come up to the house in a half hour or so. I just have to heat everything up.
Well, all right. Looking forward to it. Holy shit. You're still on? Did you hear all that?
What the fuck are you planning?
Huh?
That night my dad died. When we
spent the night.
Don't say it like that. When we found out that they were fucking with your medication, we made the plan. Remember the plan? We were going to get you a new prescription.
Which we did.
And then you make a scene and lure your parents.
Trudy and Clyde,
sorry. Into doing something incriminating.
Which they did.
And then I'd give the Arden people the pills so they'd figure it out.
Which you did.
And you'd get the fuck out of there. Which you didn't.
I wanted to see what would happen. And nothing happened. Nothing.
They need time to investigate. They can't just arrest them.
But if they were really worried about me, they would at least tell me to get the fuck out of here, right? And they didn't. They didn't because this whole town has already decided I'm a fuck-up. And I'll always be a fuck-up, and I might as well just get it over with.
Get what over with?
I gotta cook dinner, Liv.
Get what over with?
I'm glad you called.
And that... Is that why you sent me the photos? Because you're going to be a dramatic idiot and...
And what?
And... I mean... Dana, I've been there. Believe me.
I know. I found you. You were dead. And now you're not. Not one for follow-through, huh?
Okay. First of all, fuck you. Second of all, I care about you, okay? I know it seems dark right now, but it won't be forever. You're going to wake up tomorrow and... come visit. Just get in the car and drive.
Mom took all my car keys, hence the walking. I'm a flight risk.
Then I'll come get you.
10-hour drive. You do that?
Yes. Brad will make up the couch.
Ah, Brad.
I'm not... I love you, Danans. I just don't...
So Brad makes up the couch, then what?
10 hours there and means 10 hours back, right? By the time we get back, I'd need a nap.
Me too, probably.
So we sleep in. And there's this great diner down the street. Ham and eggs?
Love it. How's the coffee? We'll need it.
This is a greasy spoon. The pot hasn't been washed in over 40 years. It's great coffee.
And then what?
Well, you get a job.
Of me in Denver involves gainful employment.
You couldn't stay with us just forever.
What am I cut out for, Liv? I never finished college, and all I'm cut out for is ranch work. I'm not gonna get a job at a Starbucks. Me? A cash register? Please.
You don't know what you can do because you've never tried. There's a temp thing opening up in my office, and we're dealing with a lot more rural properties. You'd be great.
Helping the rich buy up the whole state. It's good to know.
Says the girl who allied herself with Wayface.
Say what you will about Andy Wayface, the only state he'd ever buy is Rhode Island.
So he can try to separate it from the mainland.
The man loves truth and advertising. Have you ever wanted your own private road? How about your own private island? On Wayface's newest venture, Rhode Island.
Nice, you're getting better at that impression. Anyway...
So what then?
Say you take the job at my office.
Which we all know I won't.
You get your feet under you. We hang out. Oh, and there are open mics all over?
I'd get laughed off the stage.
Hell no. You're good. You'd have fans, maybe lots of them. You're good, Dana. Up on the bluff, before you left for school. What was that song? The fire song.
Watch the fire?
I heard it, and God... I wanted you to stay so badly. I wanted to freeze time. but I heard that song and I thought, oh, yeah, she can't stay here. She's got to go do anything else.
And then I stayed. You left. You left. Look, I really need both hands to get ready.
So what's it gonna be? Am I driving up there? Got my keys right here. Between 5-hour energy and a 12-pack of tab, I could be there by 4 a.m. You there? Shit. Dana, please say something. I'm really enjoying talking to you. I get it now, you know? Losing your dad? Feeling like there's no bottom anymore?
I'm a little unclear on something. So, earlier you said something about how moments in time can't be vacuum sealed. And just now you said something about wanting to freeze time. What changed?
God, it's so complicated. Everything? Nothing? It can be both, Dana. You can want to freeze time forever, and you can be glad you didn't get trapped there at the same time.
And with our wedding?
Haven't we been over this?
No, we haven't. For years after you left, my mom kept pictures of us hanging up in her living room. Like if she left it hanging up, she could summon you or something.
And it worked.
Shut up. Listen, it's important. For years, that wedding portrait hung over the fireplace. If I asked, she'd say it was a great picture of me, and it was. But the more I looked at you, the more I could see you. Real you, live you, peeking out. And she was happy. So happy.
Oh, bullshit.
Well, Mom took it down eventually, but there's another picture of us hanging up in my dad's old office. Honestly, she might have forgot to still hang in there. It's at our dance. With the VFW. The room is dark, and there are all these little flashes of lights, and there we are, caught in them forever. You've got the flower girl up in your arms, and I don't look sad. I don't.
Sounds like a nice picture. Wish I could see it. Even with, well, the other guy there.
We're not dancing together. Our backs are to each other, but we're still together, Liv. It was the happiest I've ever been, and the happiest I ever saw you. I even remember the song, Hey Ya, by Outkast.
No wedding dance is complete without it.
If you look in the background, there are all these people we love dancing to. My mom and your dad, our friends. And that's why I wanted you to have the wedding pictures. I should have put a note in there or something. I wasn't trying to hurt you, honestly. But I wanted you to remember that we once made each other happy. We made each other really happy.
Dana, no. I was sad. Always. I was lost. And I didn't know how to ask to be found.
That's bullshit. I can see your face in that picture. You are happy, Olivia. Happy.
I don't know what this matters, but you realize Hey Ya is a sad song, right?
No, it's not. Just because some white people with guitars made it sound sad. By the way, a subject I am incredibly qualified to speak on.
There's a line in it. Let's see. Something like, if they say nothing lasts forever, then what makes love the exception? It's a song about a breakup, Dana. The singer was in love, and he's not anymore. It sounds happy because it's so sad. It can be both.
Right. I got it. I think you need to work on your catchphrase.
Look, this is the thing that happens on HRT.
Oh, here comes Trans 101. God, I haven't missed this.
No, just listen. When you start hormones, it's like all these things unlock in your brain. All the places you were too scared or too unwilling to go before. And they remember everything differently. The events might be the same, but the emotional context, it's just different.
So you just get to rewrite history? My history? Is that it?
No. Everything I thought I felt was sealed behind glass. But what I was really feeling was something else entirely. I wanted to freeze time back then because I knew who I was. I thought if I kept things a certain way, I could prop up the guy I was trying so hard to be. And I knew one thing. I knew I loved you. I had to hold on to that. If I didn't, I thought I might crumble.
So you turned me into your structural support.
Yes, exactly. And I was worried if I...
Super fucked up, Liv.
Well, I was right to be worried, as it turned out, as we're no longer married.
Yes, yes, yes. And I cheated on you, and I outed you to your father before you were ready. And I screwed everything up. But I didn't know what to do. So go on, yell at me about
no,
it.
I'm not calling to yell at you
you're
about...
You're acting like there's only one version of events here. The Olivia version. And that erases all of the other versions. But you don't get to rewrite my story just because you're rewriting your own. You know, I was lost too, and you have to understand that. And for one night, when I married the boy I loved, I felt like I'd been found.
If you... wouldn't call
yeah,
me...
Yeah. You weren't a boy. You were never a boy. Got it. But you don't get to take one of my best memories, one of my only good memories, and erase it.
I'm not telling you how to feel about it. If it makes you happy, great. I'm glad, but...
How fucking generous of you. Of course it makes me happy. You made me happy. And then you left me. For years. And even before you physically left, you went away for so long. You abandoned me in a story we were supposed to be writing together. But then you came back and I thought... Well, I don't know what I thought, but I got to be happy again. But for one night only. And then you left again. You left me here to die.
My dad died. Sorry I didn't want to rekindle a disaster romance during funeral prep.
Because I'm not a person to you. I'm part of a struggle. I'm something to overcome.
You know that's not true. I care about you, Dana. You have to know that by now.
Did I... Ever did I ever make you happy?
Sometimes, yes, sometimes. I thought I was happy. Does that count?
No!
We really don't have to relitigate this.
Just fucking hang up. Just hang up and stop talking to me. I'm fine, Liv. I'm great. I'm gonna have Easter dinner with my uncle and my mom, and you don't have to worry about me. Ever again. You did it. I'm fixed. I'm cured. You saved the day.
I'm not going to let you hurt yourself.
Fuck. No. Don't play the fucking scene here. You want to talk about this? Then let's fucking talk about it. Come on. Tell me you hated me. I can take it.
I didn't hate you. When you outed me to my dad... Maybe I hated you then.
Okay, hell yeah. Let's do this. Yeah, I fucked up. But did it matter? He was just fine with it. He was like, finally, my precious daughter, here at last.
He came to me in the hospital after I'd had my stomach pumped and told me he never wanted to see me again. He gave me $500. And that was when I left.
You didn't tell me that.
We weren't talking. Because you betrayed me. You broke everything.
Well, you lied to me.
I lied to myself.
When you're married, it's the same fucking thing.
Okay, fine. Maybe I overcorrect my memory. Maybe I remember things badly. So I'm never tempted to move back there to that fucking ranch so I can turn poisonous like you. But you overcorrect too. You only remember things as you wish they were.
Yeah. Wish you were my husband.
God fucking... You know what else is... I shouldn't. I really shouldn't.
No, fucking do it. Fucking do it.
Your dad wasn't the way you remember him.
Blah, blah, blah. He was a reckless drunk who got in fights, especially with his sociopath brother. Yeah. Yeah, not exactly a gem. But he was my dad. And I loved him. So fucking sue me.
No. I mean, your dad wasn't the way you remember him to you.
The fuck does that mean?
He was abusive. He was an abusive asshole.
He never laid a finger on me or my mom. And you know it.
Trudy? I wouldn't be so sure. But you... He didn't have to. He built you from the ground up to worship him.
That's not abusive. And it's also completely inaccurate.
Then why are you still there? Why are you still there trying to avenge him?
He shouldn't have fucking died. Like, I don't know what else to tell you.
He didn't have to hit you to abuse you. You were scared of him.
I loved him.
That night on the bluff, you said you were scared. You said that he scared you.
I also said I loved him.
It can be both. He made everybody around him cower in case he got angry. He made you drive him around because he was too drunk when you were 9. He was so mad you went off to college, he wouldn't stop demanding you come back. When we were dating, he'd get out his shotgun and act like it was funny. When you were 11, he ran over...
Oh, yeah, good, the bike story. Yep, not his finest hour.
He ran over your bike because you left it in the yard.
It was an accident. God, I was a little piece of shit, you know?
You were a kid. You didn't deserve it. You didn't deserve any of it. Love doesn't come candy-coated in fear. It shouldn't. It just shouldn't. It should be unconditional.
You want to fucking talk? I loved him. And he loved me more than anyone. Yeah, ever. Ever.
He was incapable of love.
Fuck you.
He was incapable of being loved. He didn't want to be loved. He wanted to be orbited.
Fuck you.
You want to tell me I'm remembering our wedding wrong? Fine. But I am not remembering Dan wrong. Being back on that ranch, maybe his ghost isn't there, but he sure as shit is. He was a monster. He lived in your house. But he's gone. He's gone, Dana. You don't have to be enthralled to him anymore.
Oh, wonder of wonders. I'm free? At last. So I should be happy he died?
Yes. Be glad. He's dead, and you're not. Don't follow him into the fucking grave like you've been trying to since you were 4. I mean, not happy he died.
Well, finally, your true color.
I'm sorry, Dana, but I am so tired of having this fucking fight about your dad. At least if you die, I won't have to spend the rest of my life trying to keep you alive.
I knew it! I knew you didn't give a shit! I can see right through you. And you think you've got everybody fooled, but I know you. And I know you're pretending, because you're a costume, Lars. Poor Lars, poor little Lars, taking care of Dan's daughter. He's so brave.
I'm calling your mom and telling her you're a danger to
yourself. Do it, Lars. Hang up. Call her. Like the fucking coward you are.
You're such a fucking cunt.
Yeah, well, some things never change. Talk to you never.
Oh, sorry, sweetheart. I didn't know you were on the phone. I can leave you alone.
No, stay. It's just Olivia. And she has some things to say to you. I'll put her on speaker.
Oh, no need. I'll just... Olivia, hello.
Hi, Mrs. Hamill.
Ooh,
I...
It smells like gas in here.
Yeah, my propane valve was being weird. It's fine. I fixed it.
Let me open some windows. I swear, Liv, it is too bad you left. My Dana needs someone taking care of her. You were always so good at that.
I don't know about that. Listen, I need to tell you...
Oh my God, this place is filthy, Dana. You must have 15 propane canisters in
here. Yeah, and most of them are empties. I know, I should return them,
You know
but...
we get charged by the canister. At least refill.
Got it.
You know, Liv, you girls... Actually, I am going to put you on speaker. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, if I could just tell you something about
Dana. I don't know if Dana ever told you this, but I was a bit of a hippie before I met Dan.
You wear flowers in your hair?
And beads around my neck. But it wasn't the 60s anymore. It was some shadow of a shadow. Everybody was either on drugs or getting old. So I hitchhiked. Meant to end up back home in Chicago and ended up here instead.
Mom, we're in the middle of something.
Now, let me tell this story right. Things were different then. Elsinore still felt like a place. It even had a movie theater, which was directly responsible for you being here, Dana.
Oh my god.
You have to have known we did that at some point.
I was hoping pods spit out of your back or... Yeah.
Well, so, the trucker who brings me to Elsinore is this old lady, Roberta. It's a long haul from Boise to here, so naturally, we talk and talk. It turns out she's a bit of a hippie, too. Anyway, she gets to telling me about her wife.
Mom, you didn't meet a lesbian truck driver in 1985 or whatever.
Her wife died in Vietnam. She was a nurse. And anyway, Roberta was looking for her. She had picked up hitchhikers on the theory that one of them would be that poor girl reborn, reincarnated. And she would feel it somehow. Would know that she was going to be okay. But anyway, I wasn't her.
Great story, Mom.
That's really cool, Mrs. Hamill, but...
My point is, she thought we'd keep finding each other. You girls found each other. Maybe you were a little mixed around, but you did find each other. Out of all the people alive. And you'll find each other again. And again. And maybe sometime it'll be right. That's all.
I really should get back to cooking.
You sure you don't want any help?
No, I want it to be a surprise. A big surprise.
Well, fine. But I'm bringing hot cross buns.
Fine. Bye now.
Bye, Olivia.
Bye, Mrs. Hamill. What the fuck was that?
I really have no idea. I am sorry.
Don't ever do that again. That name? Not ever.
I shouldn't have. Sometimes I try to chase you away, you know?
Then tell me to go.
Like you'd listen.
Fair. But that was beyond. You weren't always that cruel.
You don't really know me anymore.
Yes, I do. From 15 previous lifetimes also.
God damn. I am a mess.
I think sometimes I forget. At least I had my dad. Even after he kicked me out, it took him about 6 weeks to come around. He was a good guy, I think. And you had...
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And maybe I should thank you. It felt so good to yell at someone, to really get mad and let it rip. I mean, no thanks for the dead naming, but...
You don't get angry, do you? Not even when you should.
I can't. I mean, there are all these years I spent trying not to topple myself over, letting everybody else set my boundaries for me. And now that I finally know who I am... I mean, if I get mad, too many people will laugh and point to the angry trans lady. Just a guy in a dress. It's bullshit, but you can only change so much at a time. So, thank you for bringing an entire collection of journalists to document my potential meltdown to town.
You can always, always yell at me. My solemn oath.
The propane tanks aren't empty, are they? You're going to blow yourself up, aren't you? After dinner. Then who am I going to yell at? I need somebody to yell at.
Okay. I won't, on one condition. Marry me.
Oh, Jesus, not this again.
I still love you.
No, you don't.
I do.
If you loved me, you wouldn't try to turn me into your structural support. You, of all people, should know how horrible that can be.
I'll leave. I'll come to Denver and we'll just... It'll be like it should have been. I promise.
No, it won't. You know it won't.
Then... I guess... That's it. Goodbye.
What do you want me to say? I would cry over you every day?
I want you to say yes.
I think the world is better with you in it. And I've liked getting to know you as you, with me as me. Let them sell, yes. Leave it behind, yes. Crash on my couch for as long as you want, yes. But what you're asking, I just can't. I just can't. And not just for me.
Yeah. Well.
You never called. All those years and you never called. And then out of the blue.
You're back. And it's almost like it was, but...
But...
I did try to call once, you know? Something had gone rotten in Elsinore, and I tried to leave. In 2014, without Dad and without you, not much keeping me here.
Where did you go?
Minneapolis. I auditioned for American Idol.
You? I'm sorry, you auditioned for American Idol?
I mean, next to last season. Who even remembers who won, right?
Did you meet Simon?
He'd left the show by then. And you only meet the judges if they think you might be on the show. Either because you're incredibly bad or incredibly good. Basically, if you're entertaining. I didn't tell anybody I was going. Not Mom or Clyde. I just took my beater pickup and drove. And I had the dates wrong, so I got there 3 days early. I got a room at the hotel and where they held the auditions, and I shut the curtains, and I blasted the IC, and I practiced. I practiced, and I practiced, and I practiced. And by audition day, I was as good as I'd ever been.
What did you sing?
I'd been thinking about you. About that night up on the bluff before I left for school. And the flower, and how badly I'd soaked everything we were in gasoline before lighting the match.
We were born soaked in gasoline. What did you sing?
Watch the Fire.
That song you wrote that night on the bluff?
The song we wrote.
This world is tough, this world is mean, isn't a significant contribution, but thank you.
It was everything. It was what it needed, what I needed. And I imagined you seeing me on TV, hearing the song, and maybe... Oh, God, I don't even know what I wanted. I wanted someone who remembered, who'd been there, who could smell the gas, feel the flames.
You wanted me back?
I wanted you as you were. Not him. Still you. Still live. But like that night on the bluff, when nothing had hurt you yet, when I hadn't hurt you yet. So, long story short, I go up and I play my song for the producers. And I'm great. I'm fucking great, Liv. And they're smiling, and it's like, for one moment, I can see everything. Can reach out and feel you and my dad and everyone, and it's all aligned. It all finally makes sense.
sounds amazing.
It was. But...
oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, the producer said it was good, but not what they were looking for. Imagine that. The best you can possibly manage, and it's not good enough. Or even bad enough. It's just... it's okay.
It just wasn't what they were looking for. It doesn't mean...
I went outside, and I looked at this whole sea of people. And I realized that all most of them were. Just... okay. And they had this giant dream, bigger than any of them, and it almost didn't matter. Having the dream wasn't a guarantee of living the dream. It was almost a guarantee of not living the dream, of always having it and never getting it. Yeah. I went up to my room and I cried for a few hours straight, and then I realized I hadn't eaten in days, so I ordered a couple $100 of room service, and then I saw my mom was trying to call me, so I answered, and she told me to come home, so I did. I feel like I'm trapped by this thing inside me that says there's always some other thing I'm supposed to be, that never bothers to say what. I'm always stuck inside myself, Liv, and I'm tired of it. I'm so fucking tired of it. And that's what I realized barreling back home across North Dakota. I didn't want you as my wife or even my friend. I just wanted to talk to you about how it felt to not fit inside your own skin. And I knew you would understand, and I tried to call, but...
yeah. I changed my number.
I really wish you hadn't. But you did.
I couldn't risk. If you had called me, I know I would have come back.
Yeah, I guess I don't blame you. You're the spark, I'm the flame.
Don't do it, Dana. Please don't.
Gotta. It's how this whole thing has to end. You gonna try to stop me?
How? Even if I could, you always do what you want. God. You didn't want me to talk you out of killing yourself, did you? You just wanted company as you prepared.
It can be both.
Fuck you.
See how annoying that is? Look, I gotta go. I got a dinner to set up.
What's that noise?
I don't hear any noise. Probably just static.
There's definitely... did you open one of those propane tanks?
Nothing has gone right for me in 10 years. It does things to you. They're coming. Probably to help me carry all this stuff up to the house.
Wait.
I do love you, Olivia. I'm sorry I called you that other name. Sometimes it feels good just to be hated. That's what he taught me.
Dana, this world is tough. This world is mean.
Maybe our paths got tangled that summer. If I stayed, if you left, you wouldn't have a stone tied around your foot, and I... well... maybe he'd still be alive. Maybe he'd be coming over for dinner. Maybe he'd get to hear me sing. All my friends around me for once. Nobody coming or going or anything. But I left, and it all unraveled. And I've got to own that. They're here.
Dana, come to Denver. Just get in the car.
I hope we're better to each other
in the next life. No. Fuck! Come on. Pick up.
I'm coming. Hope everybody's hungry.
Hey, Dana.
Rosalind.
Are you doing okay there?
I'm fine.
Because Olivia called me and, well, she said you were doing really poorly and she wanted somebody to make sure you were okay. Somebody she trusted. Not your mom.
I have to carry all this up to the house. Come on, help me carry this ham.
Ooh, not really a ham eater as such, but I'll make an exception. Can we eat here?
There's not enough room. It's just a trailer.
Who wants hot cross buns? I made too many for myself, so...
Mama! Where's Clyde?
Didn't want to come. Couldn't stand seeing your dad. Imagine that.
Those two will be fighting after they're dead.
Guess so. Where should I set the buns?
Over here on the table, Mrs. Hamill.
Wait.
Is something the matter?
Rosalind. You know how to play the drums, right?
Do I seem like someone who doesn't know how to play the drums?
Great. Kit's over there. Mom, can you take the keys? Just like when I was little.
I'd love to. The same old song?
The same old song.
We getting the band back together, darling?
Paul, you old bear. I was just on the phone with...
I know. I could take bass. Thankless task, but somebody's got to do it.
I'd love it. I'll take guitar, of course, and I just need...
A backup singer?
You came!
Of course I did. And look, I brought the audience!
So I finally get to hear this song everyone's going on about.
Daddy. Yes. A one, a two. One, two, three, four.
I was stuck in place. I was burning low. Cut off from the future I predicted long ago. My closest friend, you looked my way and suddenly... I realize that you're the only one for me. If people talk about us, let them talk.
They hardly pick up, come on. Pick up, Dana, pick up. For fuck's sake, just...
Hey, it's Dana.
God damn it, fine. I'll call Trudy.
Right now, but if you leave a message...
'Cause you're the spark, and I'm the flame. We lit the match. We took our aim.
Hello?
Trudy, is Dana there?
Oh, how... Olivia, you should see the beautiful spread Dana made. I'll be sure to let her know you called.
Does she seem okay?
Better than. Oh, I gotta go. Happy Easter, Liv.
Please don't hang.
Take my hand. Let's go watch the fire. Since we were young, you faced my fear with me. There has never been a time when you weren't here with me. So people think...
Yes, hello, Sheriff Jake. It's Olivia Breckenridge. Yes, hello.
Olivia, hey, is something the matter?
I'm fine. I'm fine. It's Dana. I think she's going to do something stupid.
Oh, God, do I really have to head out there? Yeah, I'm all the way over in Hatchet Falls. I guess I could send one of the guys. She's threatening to harm herself?
I don't know. Not precisely.
Is she or isn't she?
Kind of.
Look, it's on my way back from Hatchet Falls. I could swing by the ranch, check in on her. Would that be okay?
Okay. Thanks.
No problem. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Take my hand. Let's go watch the fire. Let's go watch the fire. Let's go watch the fire. Take my hand. Let's go watch the fire. And from the ashes we will rise. It took some growing up for me to realize. This world is mean. This fire's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. you're the spark, and I'm the flame. We lit the match, we took our aim. We feel the heat as the smoke goes higher. Take my hand, let's go watch the fire. Let's go watch the fire. Let's go watch the fire. Take my hand, let's go.
Hi guys, who's hungry?
I am.
Boy, me too. Could eat the whole ham.
Maybe carry it back to the house before you eat it, sweetheart.
If I can't help myself, you'll forgive me, Dana, I hope.
Of course.
You all right, Dana? You went away. I know talking to Olivia can get you down.
Just thinking about how things could be.
Well, here we are. And it's a nice night.
Yeah, it is.
Liv, you all right? You were gone for hours.
I know, Brad. I called her. Dana, I shouldn't have, but...
Yeah. Sit down, I'll heat something up for you. I don't know quite what I expected, given your Dana-sized blind spot.
I don't have a blind Fine. I do. I don't want to fucking fight about this again. I'm worried she's about to do something stupid.
Her entire life is doing something stupid. You have to admit it.
It's not her. It's everything around her. Everything that made her.
Still, that whole month you were back there, I got used to it. You'd say you were coming home, and then she'd need something, and then it would end up being 10 times worse. So, that's what I learned about her. Whatever you're worried about, it'll be 10 times worse.
I'm sorry.
Hun,
I gotta go back. I gotta go back to Elsinore.
What did she do?
I don't know yet, but somebody's going to die.
Olivia? Wait, why are you calling? Shit, is everything okay?
The ranch. You have to get to the ranch. Something's wrong.
I can't get to the ranch. I'm in Los Angeles. Bea and Brenda are still there, but I think they're headed back. What happened to Dana?
Fuck! Los Angeles? She wanted both of us gone. She wanted us far away. Fuck. I think she's going to kill them.
Kill who?
Everyone.
Arden Season 2, Episode 10, To a Nunnery, was written and directed by Libby Hill and Emily Vanderwerf. Our recording engineer was Ernesto Hurtado, and the episode was recorded remotely throughout Los Angeles. It was edited by Christopher Dole and sound designed by Ernesto Hurtado. Our composer is Christopher Hatfield. Arden stars.
Libby Woodbridge.
Saoirse O'Sullivan.
Michelle Agresti.
Tracy Syed.
Shannon Estabrook.
Our guest stars this week are...
Zach Grenier.
Rebecca Metz.
Caleb Del Rio.
Oscar Jordan.
Mike Bash.
This episode featured the song Watch the Fire, written by Laura Stratford and performed by Libby Woodbridge, Laura Stratford, and Christopher Hatfield. You can find it on our soundtrack album. Arden was created and executive produced by Emily Vanderwerf, Christopher Dole, and Sarah Golub. Our co-executive producers are Chad Ellis, Libby Hill, and Ernesto Hurtado. Our logo is by Dylan Farr, and our social media manager is Eliza Wheeler. This series is produced in Los Angeles County on the ancestral lands of the Tongva, Tatavium, and Chumash. Our website is ardenpodcast.com. You can also find us on Twitter, Reddit, Facebook, Instagram, and Tumblr. Now, if you like this show and if you want to help us make more of it, there's a lot of ways you can do that. The quickest and easiest way is to toss us a few dollars on Patreon, where you'll get access to early episodes, behind-the-scenes material, and episodic commentary. You can also, through the end of this season, support us on Indiegogo, where we have a number of attractive perks available, including our soundtrack album. And you can buy special Arden-related merchandise on TeePublic, including the much-vaunted Bea Casely's Undeniable Sexual Energy t-shirt. You can rate, review, and subscribe to the show wherever you found it, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, etc., etc., etc. That helps people find the show, too. But no matter what, we hope all is well with you, gentle listeners. We are going through it. Really going through it. As always, our on-set botanist was Saoirse O'Sullivan, who said,
I just don't want to eat this flower.
Join us next time for more adventures in Arden. Thank you, and good night.
This week, and every week, we'd like to thank our executive producer donors, Amy Tate, Danny Bell, and DJ Sutherland, who are more than just good people. They're the best. This week, we'd like to thank our Indiegogo backers, Laura and Ben Doutsowitz, Laura Nesson, Laura Owsley, Lauren Comer, Lauren Peace, Lauren Raab, Len Schiff, Libby Hill, Lily Fernald, L.S., Lucille Farrell, Luke DeSmet, Lindsay Wood, Lindsay Pierce, Madeline Glamour, Madison Upton, Marcy Dix, Margaret Woodbridge, Mary Plocher, and Mark McNally, who lit the match and took their aim.
If you are struggling with suicidal thoughts, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255 or Trans Lifeline at 877-565-8860.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Sine. That's a geometric waveform or arc that rises and falls. And a new Canadian TTRPG and podcast inspired by that almost soothing mathematical motion. Let me show you. The action begins to rise as powerful strangers in a ruined yet vibrant world band together.
If you run north, they will chase you. I suggest you stand behind me.
Partner, I'd rather stand beside you if you're willing to help.
Tension continues to mount higher as our characters must push themselves beyond their usual limits.
As I'm climbing into the driver's seat, I'm going to say to Sarah, sometimes you got to make tough decisions. I'm driving now.
And it peaks as the danger and excitement hits its zenith, leading to great failure or success.
Fenrir would be just fire at this point.
She straight up might die. Like, this encounter might murder you.
You know what? You lit me on fire. We're going to be on fire, baby.
And this tension relaxes. A tragedy, but more often humor, that comes with great pals being around a virtual table playing a game. Discover Sine on your favorite podcast player. S-I-N-E. The choices of the characters are theirs to make, but the fate of the world is up to the dice.